I'm in the Christmas spirit today. All right, so check it. This is gonna be my Christmas list. I'm big into Christmas is my favorite holiday. I love Christmas. Thanksgiving, cool. My birthday. Is your birthday considered a holiday? I mean, it's not considered a holiday like to take off, but do you consider that a holiday? I like Halloween, cool. I don't really like dressing up. Easter, I don't really like Easter like that. But Christmas is my favorite holiday. You see, I got the cowboy Santa hat. What up? But let's get straight into this. Hold on. No, we need to do it different. That's what we need right there. So you can really see what's going on. So remember, this is my Christmas list. This is how I feel. I'm not saying that these are the greatest Christmas movies. When it comes to what I like to watch, I'm going to have it on here. And there's some that I've never seen before. Like Miracle on 34th Street. I know how big this movie is, but I've never seen it. I always see it playing on TV, and I always skip it. Like, it's not something. I don't know if that's the one that's black and white, but I know everybody, probably everyone 40 and older, probably going to say that Miracle on 34th Street is GOAT. It's dope, but I never seen it. All right, so the four Christmases. Four Christmas, however you say it. It was all right. I actually like it. I like watching it every time it comes on. Just what Vince Vaughn's like one of my favorite actors. Reese Witherspoon, she cool. I just like how the whole dynamic was, showing how they had to go to each parent. Because every parent was divorced on both sides, so they had to go to each side. It was crazy. 8-bit Christmas. I think this new. I never seen. I think this just came out on Netflix or something, didn't it? Bad Moms Christmas. I hated it. I watched it one time. It was trash. It was trash. A Christmas Carol. This was creepy to me. With Jim Carrey. It was funny. I just got done watching Muppets Christmas Carol. That's one of my go-to movies. That's the best Christmas Carol movie. That's one of my go-to Christmas movies every year is Muppets. But Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, this was just creepy. What is this called? I don't know what this is. Arthur Christmas or something. Never seen it. Don't know what it is. All right, so what Grinch is this? I guess this is Jim Carrey Grinch, right? Yeah, because they got the other Grinch on here. Okay, this is Jim Carrey Grinch. This GOAT status, bro. Like, you're not going to tell me that this ain't GOAT status. This is one of the greatest. Yeah, one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time. Like, Jim Carrey killed it. When you didn't think someone could touch it and make it great, he did. Like, just how he was so animated. The Who's look good. I like how they made the Who's look. Everything was dope on that. That's GOAT status. Easy. Bad Santa was all right. I don't know anyone that really loves this movie. I thought the movie was cool. It was good. But I never knew anyone that like, yo, play that new, play that Bad Santa. I gotta watch that every year. I never heard that before. Hold on. This is the Grinch with Jim Carrey. What is this? I don't even know what that is. So this is the Grinch with Jim Carrey. All right. Scratch everything I said about that Grinch. I'm talking about this Grinch right here. The Grinch that stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. I don't know. I think. Oh, I never seen this one. This one came out like a year or two at theaters. I never seen it though. A Charlie Brown Christmas is dope. It kind of is like GOAT status, but I don't like watching it. I only like watching the Halloween Charlie Brown. I do not like the Christmas Brown, the Christmas Charlie Brown. But you gotta put it dope. Like anything with Charlie Brown was dope. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Woodstock, all them, they were all dope. I have no idea what this Christmas Chronicles. Let me know in the chat what this is. I've never seen Christmas Chronicles. Maybe I'm not as big of a Christmas person as I thought I am. So they had Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2. All right, so A Christmas Story. I think this is the most overrated Christmas movie of all time. I know people love it, and they play it every Christmas, especially on TV. TBS loves playing A Christmas Story. Like, that was, this is the most, I don't find it funny at all. I don't know why people think A Christmas Story is funny. It's not funny at all. Like, he gets the shotgun and shoots, and don't he get his tongue stuck on like a slide or something? And he gotta wear like a bunny suit. I think, I ain't gonna put it trash because everyone loves it, and it is a classic. I don't like watching it. I never watch it. That thing gets flipped every time. Christmas Vacation that's number one to me. I think that's the greatest Christmas movie of all time. With Randy Quaid, Chevy Chase, like, nothing's beating that. Alright, so Santa Claus, why they got this all out of order, bro? Where's Santa Claus at? Okay, Santa Claus is right there. We're gonna do this one first. This is GOAT 2. When this came out, me and my moms watched this every sometimes we'll watch it like summertime if it was on. If they're playing like on the ABC Family or something, we watch it. Like, this was more than a Christmas movie. Like, you could watch this year round. Santa Claus was dope. Like, everything about it, Charlie, his son, how they made the stepdad believe in Santa because he didn't believe in Santa. Like, it was just dope. And they didn't do it. What was great about it? They did it, but they didn't do it in a cheesy way. There was nothing cheesy about how they did it, which made it dope. Like, if you could make like a family movie and don't make it cheesy. Now, I understand, like, okay, so Christmas Vacation, that was more of an adult type of Christmas movie. Santa Claus was a kids to adults. Like, you could be 5 years old, you could be 99 years old, you still enjoy that movie. That's what was so dope about it. Santa Claus 2 was alright. It was a sequel. It does what every other sequel do. It's cool. It wasn't horrible like this one. Santa Claus 3 was straight trash. No. That was trash, bro. Like, you're not gonna tell me that was dope. That was straight trash. What is this? Santa? I have no idea what this one is. I wish they could make it where you could see the pictures bigger so you can really look at it. These pictures be so small. Hold on, can I do that? Oh, I can do that. I'm tripping. All right, oh, Santa Claus coming to town. That looks a lot better, actually. I did not know that you could do that. I am tripping. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna keep that right there. I don't know if I see. Is that the one where Santa Claus is coming? That ain't the one where they got like Rudolph and everything, and then it's like that cheesy where the that might be it. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep no. So I don't want to disrespect. No, it's right here. Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, we're just gonna keep it like that. I don't know. Alright, so Deck the Halls was trash. I understand what they were trying to do. That was just trash. I ain't like it. Die Hard. Now, bro, I don't consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. I don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Like, we gotta put it dope. And Die Hard, the first Die Hard ain't my favorite Die Hard. Die Hard with a Vengeance is the best one with Samuel Jackson. When he gotta go through the hood with that sign that says the N-word with the hard R, and Samuel Jackson gotta come help him, like, bro, that was the best Die Hard to me. But we gonna put it dope, cause it was a dope movie. Wait, you had to have Urkel's neighbor come and save you. What was his name? His name is like Reginald something. But yeah. Alright, so Elf. With Will Ferrell, it's a classic. Everyone, like, they even have the Broadway. Even the Broadway is one is dope. I saw the one in Broadway when it came to town. It was dope. I enjoyed that a lot. Fred Claus, trash. Anything Fred does is trash. I hated Fred. I want to say he was the original YouTuber. Remember, my daughters always loved watching. Like, Fred, I can't stand Fred. He had that voice, that annoying. Bro, get out my face with that. Frosty the Snowman is GOAT. Like, bro. How is this not GOAT? The cartoon where he goes and starts melting. So that's why I kind of want to... I don't know. Holiday in Handcuffs? What type of kinky Pornhub thing is this? I've never seen that. The Happiest Season? A lot of these I've never seen. Hitched for the Holidays. I think... Oh, that's a Hallmark movie. No. Holiday Inn? What are these? Home Alone 2, GOAT. I even think Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone. Oh, they got Home Alone right here. Both of them GOAT. Both of them GOAT status. Like, both of them can go in there. Home Alone. Oh, this is a new one? No, it's trash. I'm not even going to look. Put it and never seen it. Because I'm never going to see it. We're going to put that in trash. I don't care what. Like, bro. Why they even do another Home Alone movie? If anything, they should have Macaulay Culkin be the adult and he leave his kids. That would be a wonderful... Like, bro, that's a haul. How do I get that in production? Get Macaulay Culkin... No one steal my idea either. Get Macaulay Culkin... He stays in the same house... He goes out of town and forgets his son or his daughter, if you want to switch it over. You know how everyone is now. If you want to have his daughter, that's a classic movie. I'll Be Home for Christmas, bro, was so underrated. This is my favorite Christmas movie. Like, this is, yeah, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, bro. If you haven't seen it, watch. I mean, you might not like it because when I watch it, it's more nostalgia because it's in the 90s. A kid, he's in college and he keeps not going home for Christmas because he wants to be in Malibu and tan and everything and vacation during the holidays. But his dad going to give him, I think it's like the 67 Mustang or something that he never let him touch because he loved it so much. Cash. And... Are you done? You done? Well, before I was interrupted by Cash, so he makes it home. He got to go through all these trials to get home because I think something happened to his plane ticket where he got stolen or something. I forgot. Jack Frost was trash. I don't know why they made that. Jingle All the Way. Bro, you know that's GOAT status. When you got Arnold Schwarzenegger going to get Sinbad for a toy. Get down. Get out the way. Oh, that is great. Well, who were they trying to get? Turbo Man? I think that was the name of the toy. Bro, that was great. Claws. Oh, that's on Netflix. Never seen it. Christmas at the Cranks. It was cool. It was like they were trying to do... It was like almost like... Because I think that's Tim Allen, right? They were trying to do Santa Claus in a different way, and it just... It didn't connect. Last Christmas. No. Love Actually was a Christmas movie? I think I did see that. Mickey's Christmas Carol was dope. It's not the best Christmas Carol, but it's definitely dope. Muppet's Christmas Carol, yes. Put that GOAT status. The greatest Christmas Carol of all time. Just how they portrayed everything and made, like, it wasn't too kiddy or nothing. Like, they made it so dope. I just watched it the other day. I think I told y'all that already. I have no idea what that is. Noel? Don't know what that is. Nutcracker. I think I seen that. I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Seuss is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, GOAT status. That one, we'll put that right there with the Jim Carrey one. Both of them together, GOAT status. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You got spiders in your eyes. Like, that's great. Polar Express was alright. I would never watch it again, but it was cool when I watched it. The Princess Switch. Don't know what that is. They got a lot of these, like, Hallmark. Oh, that was a Netflix one that no one's seen. Oh, this is the one I was talking about, the Rudolph. Remember, I didn't know what the other one was? That's GOAT status. Well, when they had to clean his nose and they had to do all that. Yeah, that's definitely GOAT status. Scrooge was dope. I haven't seen this since I was a kid. With Bill Murray. That was dope. It was just, all it is a Christmas Carol. But they made it like an adult version. White Christmas? That's racist. It's a Wonderful Life. If I'm going off of my way, how I feel about it, I'll put it under eight. I know it's like, it's just like 34th Street, whatever it is, and Christmas Story. I don't like them old movies. I can't stand old movies. I'm sorry. I guess I'm not like a movie head like that. Like, I don't know. It's a Wonderful Life. The Deer Without, I have no idea what that is. Alright, so this is my list. Let me know what y'all think of my list and what I had too high and too low. Bro, because I think I knocked it out of the park with this one. Because all Home Alone, the first two Home, they only have the Home Alone 3 on here. Was Home Alone 3 not a Christmas movie? And they had my movie, my Latino movie. I can't even think of the name right now. Hold on. I got to look it up. I'm not down to part with this one. Hold up. With John Leguizamo. It's called... They even have This Christmas on here. This is a racist one. They don't have black or Latino movies on here. That's crazy. Nothing Like the Holidays. They don't have nothing... Nothing Like the Holidays is one of my favorites, too. Like, that represents, like, the Latino, like, community... Perfect, because you got all the different things going on. That's my movie. They don't have This Christmas with Chris Brown and Idris Elba and whoever else. Bro, they slipping. But let me know what y'all think.